We live. Let me get my screen up here. Let me find to make one. Bam. Nope, it's not the right one. Not the right one. Bam. That's the right one. All right, we live with the Low Order Podcast. Y'all know what it is. If you're new to this channel, hit that subscribe button, like button, share, and all that. Damn, before we get into this, let me make sure all this copyrighted stuff ain't in my
You gonna trip on
So you want to be W, all that stuff. God dang controller.
You want to be the boss? You got to pay the price.
Okay, wireless controllers are the best thing. Whoever can invent those are the best.
Especially for Rob.
They stole it. They expensive, though, but I need one. I'm glad they made wireless controllers. Cause
now, wireless mouses sometimes get on my...
I got one right here,
they
too.
They get stuck, kind of.
I hate those damn... These corded, my hey, everything is corded. I want stuff that's just wireless. Just,
if they had a wireless, never mind, I ain't gonna say that. Can I say if they had a wireless coochie?
No, what did I look for? It was a wireless, what was it for my hands? Remember?
Wasted, yeah.
What about damn hands?
That was like my suit on.
What a suit off.
Nah,
I was thinking of that. So, I'm gonna go through some. We got a news cap. This is for like. Since this is for the city, y'all, I know you heard it. Everybody been talking about it. Sudden classic chicken shutting down, and all the stuff. I really
they get brought up.
I'm gonna eat there. I eat there a few times, but then I read all the stuff. That like, I'm kind of like, damn, glad I didn't keep eating there. She got sick. Like, they talking about they didn't have water. They didn't have chicken. Like, how are they even getting chicken kicking the stuff without the water? Because first you gotta. When I was KFC, I'm gonna tell you how we cook the chicken. We had a little bucket thing, a water thing, with this little basket thing. So I pour the chicken in the basket thing, and I dip it in that little water. We dip it in the water. Yeah. And then we'll put it in the flour to get the seasoning, all that, the spice and stuff. Then I'll take it out and dip it in the water again for the crispy. I dip it in the water. And then put it back into the flour. So how are they just, they were just putting their chicken, flour on the chicken, frozen chicken, and then cooking it.
Salmonella.
That's ridiculous. And I work.
And see, Rocky, he can give y'all a different aspect.
Yeah. Working. KFC was, I used to love working. We used to take home chicken every day. If y'all didn't know, they throw all that stuff away at the end of the night. They just throw everything away. Besides the chicken, we take the chicken from the ribs.
He used to bring me some. He used to work there. He'd bring me some.
Yeah, we would debone the chicken. The breast, like any all the chicken meat, we debone and take the meat off, put it in a plastic bag, and put that in the pot pies. So the meat you got from the pot pies was meat from the day before, but we put it in the freezer and cold it, or they put it inside the thing and then they kept it cold. But yeah, I know, like I said, top if we're gonna talk about chicken places, top chicken places is Hang Your Drawers right now. I'm gonna go Hang Your Drawers, Wings On, Wings Stop. I'm gonna go Buffalo Wild Wings and Popeyes, I guess. For my chicken places that I like to get chicken from now. Oh, Church is pretty good every now and then with the spicy chicken. I don't like the spicy chicken. Yeah, because, in the end, I hate chicken places. They always out of something. They're like, oh, gotta have a spicy breast. Oh, we out of breast right now. We out of spice right now. Like, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How y'all out of something? Y'all just wanna go cook something? Like, God damn. All you had to go back to, I mean, well, Sunday used to be the worst working at KFC. Because them church ladies, them church people coming from church getting them food, it was always blessed. Especially right there on Gentry. The one when they used to be on Gentry, that one. I worked at that one. So you knew at the church, how come who come all them black folks come in to get these meals, 12-piece meals, bumps 12-piece meals.
But they want the jumbo combo from Southern Classic.
Yeah. Southern Classic, everybody was. Oh, I think what they gotta do, they gotta just clean their stuff up and they can go back up. Or they shut down for good.
What's the name?
And I'd have been.
Violations.
Yeah, because
they. You get them demerits and shit or whatever.
Yeah, see, I know by USDA and stuff, I work with this kind of stuff.
They said, I've seen people post, I'm like, they'll be open Monday.
Dang, got it that quick. They must need some super cleaning.
I seen people there trying to get it right, look like.
So. Trying to get it right. I spent
I'm trying to make it
right. It's crazy. I just seen who is BT? MTV. They've been showing Friday all day. They showed it since I woke
up. Next year, 25 years. Next year, 25 years. The movie came out.
25 years ago. I was too young to go see it in the movies because my mom didn't want me to go see so like this. But I remember everybody talking about it. We can go see Friday. And I finally got to see it. And it's like a movie. It's a movie. What's a movie you can watch every day, all the time, and it still look like it's new? Like, you can watch it anytime and still keep watching it. Friday's one for me. All the Star Wars. Most of the original ones. But I take all the last new ones, The Force Awakens, they all right, but I always end up falling asleep on them. But the new ones are definitely, the old ones, definitely. I can watch those. I can watch this. I literally can watch it all the time. It usually come on TV sometime. I can sit there and put Star Wars on all day and just, bam, go through it. We are 15 away from 1,300 subscribers. I just want to say that. Because I know my subscribers have been going up a little bit. So anybody up there, if you knew, hit that subscribe button. Finna start putting everything. All this stuff is on Apple Music now, so leave a rating. We got 3 5-star ratings on Apple Music right now from the people. So shout out to everybody who did that. That's on my other. I had to switch it up, so now I got everything situated. I had 2 different feeds from the podcast, and I switched it and I made sure it's all on the right thing. Apple Music and Spotify, iHeartRadio, it's a whole bunch of other stuff. Amazon, it's on Amazon now too, everything. So we move there. I guess we talk about playoffs tonight, NBA playoffs. Who you think you got? Lakers Nuggets?
Nuggets.
You got the Nuggets. I feel like the Lakers could just, they might can get one. But I guess the Lakers are just a better team.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they swept them last year. I think they're going to, Lakers gonna bring a lot more pride to, you know, people putting eyes on it because it's the Lakers and it's LeBron. So, I mean, maybe they can get one, but it's just a matchup. What you gonna do about Joker?
Anybody stop here? Like, has he played against that Wembanyama guy yet?
Well, Joker.
Does Joker play?
Well, yeah, I just don't know the stats. Well, I know they're in the Western Conference, so they had to play him at least.
Once or twice.
Three or four times
they had at least play him. It's weird. Joker don't even, he doesn't got a basketball, but like, he doesn't, like, he shoots the ball weird. He does everything not like a basketball player to me, but it's just works.
Just so skillful.
He can throw the ugliest three and he'll work.
He's going to go down as one of the most skillful big men ever play a game.
Like, he looks sloppy. It looked like he can't play at all, but he can be like, dang, this dude got 20 assists, 20 points, 20 rebounds. And this dude, like, he can literally dribble like a point guard almost. Literally, he could drive down the ball. Like, it was crazy. This dude was just big and tall. Like, and he can't really, if he just sat back to the, if he could be like, you remember Shaq, how you just catch the ball, back you down, throw a turnaround, a little hook shot, and you couldn't stop it. Like, that, I guess those type of dudes ain't that, those type of centers ain't really there no more. But Joker could be that guy. I don't know if he's that strong enough, but he's just tall. He's tall. They literally can just, he even got a jump to put the ball in there. He just put his hand up.
It's Joker, man. It's gonna be interesting. You know, OKC, top seed.
Yeah.
One of my favorite players, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know,
I remember I heard about him. I seen that. I never knew that Oklahoma was that good.
Yeah. OKC. And think about it. Think about if they had a veteran piece to go with SGA and Chet Holmgren.
Man, this thing they had KD still. Oh yeah, Chet Holmgren. Even Westbrook maybe.
Yeah, it's just imagine what they're gonna do this season. And of course, after these playoffs over, depending on how far they get, then they're gonna be able to analyze, okay, what piece are we needing to get?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to do something while you got this young core intact. So
now, what if the Denver Nuggets do get eliminated by the Lakers? That leaves it wide open for the West then.
Exactly.
Especially for the Denver. I think the Mavericks can have a good chance then. I'm rooting for the Mavericks all the way. In my update is the Mavericks. I like the Mavericks. I'm a Mavericks guy. But my favorite team is still the Mavericks Heat. Before LeBron, I'll tell you this. I was a Tim Hardaway fan.
Killer crossover. We grew up trying to perfect that killer crossover, man.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway, man. That was my favorite players. One of my favorite players was him, but it was Reggie Miller. I was really big on Reggie Miller. I love Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller.
Rob used to, I gotta speak a bit. Rob wanna drink some Miller Lights, Miller Time.
Nah, Miller Time.
I still remember, I will never forget the Reggie Miller shot because yeah. I was watching the game live. Yeah. Push off Jordan, catch it.
Yeah,
I seen all that. In motion. You know how many times I've seen that play? Because they replayed it a million times. A
million times.
But it was a hell of a shot.
It was a hell.
And it forced a game seven, if I remember correctly. Yep. See, the Pacers pushed Jordan and the Bulls to seven games, but yeah. nobody could do it in the finals. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Jordan
now, and that, now that Pacers team, Rick Smits,
oh, yeah,
Antonio Davis, Dale Davis, Mark Jackson, they had a team now. I remember.
But now, I remember, speaking of what, I remember his name. This is because we always play with him in I know you remember NBA Live 95. NBA yeah. Live. But me and my cousin would play this game. And we would play with the, this right when the Heat, who's that? The Orlando Magic was mm-hmm. pretty good with Shaq. And so my cousin would always get, he loved the Orlando Magic. He would always get the Magic.
Yeah, I love yeah. Skinny
Hardaway
growing up.
So I would get other teams, I'd play out the Pacers and stuff. And he would always, he was better than me at that one than the football game. But he was, we'd play and I'd be up like, 20 some points, he'd be like, "Do you believe in magic?" Like to me, all of a sudden he gonna run, and I end up losing by 3 or 4 points. I'm like, "God!" And I wasn't. So one day I said, "Fuck, I'm gonna get the magic this time. You get the whatever team. I'm getting the magic," and I get the magic. And there was a dude on the roster. There was a guy on the roster. He never put him in. He never came in on sub. Never. His name was Dent. I don't know if it's a real person or not, but his last name was Dent.
Richard Dent, he played football now.
I said, I'm going to put Dent in.
Put a Dent in your ass.
Yeah, because nobody put him. I'm just going to put him in. And I just got out there, and I shot a half-court three. Just swish. I got back out. Shot it again. Half-court again. Swish. It's three-pointer. I'm like, boy, like Dent. I'm going to be like, what the hell?
I need to know what made you put this Dent, dude.
Like, because we knew the roster had by heart by that time. Because, you know, you go in there and make substitutions. You see all the other people, Nick Anderson, all those guys. You see the names. And my cousin would never put Dent and be like the bottom of the list. He'd never put him in. So I'm gonna put Dent in. Just because you never put him in. I'm playing on this. Put Dent in. And dude was just hitting threes. Man, he was hitting Steph Curry threes. He was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. And that was the only time I put him in. All of a sudden, I don't know if it was a glitch in the game at that particular time. But ever since then I said, let me put him again. And he kept missing threes. Like, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing ever. That dude was hitting them from everywhere. Just that particular game. And then I finally beat my cousin with the taillight. And then one of the dudes, I used to say, remember the Seattle Supersonics?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I never liked this guy. I remember Detlef Shrimp.
Oh, you don't know Detlef.
I thought he was the worst basketball player. I said, this dude is sucks. Detlef
come in and give me some honest minutes. Oh, Detlef. You know, he played starter minutes.
Yeah.
When they come out the
bench. I was like, how did he play?
I'm sure he was in the starting lineup some.
Yeah.
Or, I mean.
I was wondering, how did he make the NBA?
What? He was that bad. You thought it was. Now, it wasn't like he was like, what's the name? Now, this ain't no shot to this dude nicknamed the custodian. Like Mark Madsen or Brian. I think his name Brian Cardinal or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, because they give you honest work. Now, they can't shoot worth a damn.
They can't shoot up a day. Some of the worst shooters, I think.
I mean, but shit, they gonna clean up. They gonna put some D out there, you know.
Do you remember who did Shaq ever hit a 3-pointer one time? Like Shaq actually hit a 3 on accident or something.
Probably so. Hell, probably was trying to. They were trying to run a high low from the 3-point. He tried to pass it and then went in. Nah, fuck.
I remember, what's his name? Dennis Rodman hit one. He was
fine. Yeah.
I
remember that. Well, every now and then he would shoot one.
Yeah,
he just threw his hands up.
It's crazy. Like, that was like 15 rebounds and 2 points.
Man, look.
But he was rebounding. He was straight enough for defense and rebounding. That's all he was doing. If he gave you more than 10,
one on your team, yeah.
If he gave you like 10 points, you knew you was pretty going to win the game. He's pretty much like Draymond Green was, besides without shooting.
Oh, exactly. He used to make some comparisons, you know, in them early Warrior times when they was winning their championships and shit. So, that's crazy.
Old basketball days. It's crazy. I don't really watch basketball besides until the playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs.
I mean, I keep up with it then on ESPN during the season, but I never really just watch it. And Rose just pops up here and says, "I'm Joseph Biden, annually draft Johnny Manziel with the first round pick. I heard he is good at football. Loves to sweat like white
roses." I'm gonna say it right now, roses. You can judge. Yeah. Hey, just stay tuned. I want you to judge these picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what, you can write down the picks.
Yeah.
Well, that you know, if you can.
I can know. Don't know.
I'm not saying
down,
you can't
too.
Keep up. I'm just saying that you know. I know you're ready for Thursday night. You know, NFL draft Thursday night. We know this.
And that guy's a pretty good. I told CJ all about a pick. I'm gonna pick a corner. And you'll probably know him more than he, because he plays football.
Because I know them.
Well, you'll know him, but you probably won't be like, "Damn, how you think of him?" Because only because of Madden, the only thing good Madden gave was his people. Sometimes the legends, they don't get thought talked about.
Respect to the legends.
But anyway, we are on the road to 13K, like I said, and that on the road to Bubba Dub. Bubba Dub, I saw him. He got a show. His show was on Shannon Sharpe's little news feed. You know, he's Club Shaker.
Yeah, I think they got a new partnership or something they're doing.
Yeah, the volume is what, it's like the whole.
Like the umbrella.
Umbrella, yeah. So, Richard Sherman's on there. Shannon Sharpe, he got both his shows on there. And Colin, you know that white dude, Colin, whatever his name.
Colin Cowherd, yeah.
He's the one who owns it or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm tripping, yeah.
It's crazy because, like, that guy, he got all the good shows I want to list that was on there.
He
might have Cam Newton soon on there because I think. Yeah. They supposed to be losing.
That was a good interview, by the way.
Yeah, I watched that Cam Newton.
Yeah. It reminds you, Cam, he was intellectual about the game.
Yeah, and I like to say it. I said it before, and somebody asked on a question when they were on his podcast. Like, he thought about going to the WWE, like, just being a wrestler. But I was like, he should be a commentator, like CM Punk was commentating. Because he can talk. Like, I was just love to see Cam Newton just sitting at the desk commentating wrestling matches. He said something about it might be something on the works. He's like, because, like, he would just, his personality, I didn't think he was that, this type of dude when he was football. We never, he told me.
Yeah.
We acted.
You know he had, I'm looking for that. That's a word I'm looking for. He
was outgoing. His personality.
He just, sometimes, like, damn, Cam, just celebrating, just going to the dance.
And I like, you know, then the way he said he dressed, the way he just said, you know, I got to get $1,000 Gucci shirts. He's
like,
you know,
bring
get some
your girl around.
Yeah, he can go to Walmart.
Just like I
something.
Said, look, Rob, we're walking in right now. Yeah, this is a $700 suit. The damn suit probably cost me, it probably cost me $85. It probably cost me $30. But you just see the suit.
Yeah, that's all
you know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about showing what's on the inside, Tom Ford, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a suit.
Just a suit, but the little, we getting ready. Hey, I take some from Walmart and make it look good. I like fashion. I like the dress and when I can. I like them hats. If I can find out how them hats he wear just to wear with it, I would wear one hat.
Now let me ask you. Like, I know Pookie wore one. I wore fedoras.
Can we call
you? I don't know what you call them. He
called Mashika. They say they call Mashika. Well, that's what they call Mashika.
Now that might be more your style. Cause like I got a fedora, the short, like the little, like the one the older men wear.
Yeah.
And or you got the wide brim. That's the style for everybody. The wide brim.
Yeah, I like the word difference. Like the way Cam be dressing, I was probably how I would dress if I got the stolen. I would do stuff just to be different. I like to be different. Like Andre 3000 was dressing. That's how I really like to be. I know y'all see me as regular
what
stuff.
What have I said? What a different? Different is, hey, you want to go to Days Hot Chicken because it's different.
Days.
Women want to go to these certain islands because it's different.
Hey.
Remember, what are we talking about? Weird and different, see?
Not the word
but
different.
Cam is weird. That's but they ain't judging. Look.
But he said.
These women judging him from the field and his enthusiasm. And he's a black quarterback, let's be honest. Successful black quarterback.
Yep. But hey,
and his resume speaks for itself.
Like you say, hey, bring your girl around me. See what happens. Bring your girl around me.
Yeah, because you know how to. And he got 8 kids here.
He got 8 kids. Damn, 8 kids a lot.
Boy, some
chances.
I didn't know he had that many.
See, I thought he was playing. I was like, damn.
I thought he may have one or two. But his personal life ain't out there like that. So,
damn.
Watch the.
8 kids. That's a lot of kids. But hey, you out there on the road doing stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, baby mom. It might be one. I don't know that. But. I don't know if I knew he had his own spot right there. And I was going to text my cousin, ask me, has he been there? He probably have.
Besides the Cam Newton. Come on, let's get on the show, Cam. Oh, I had his gamer tag. He plays on the game Madden. He played against Shibata Mitch a few times. You know Shibata Mitch.
Oh, for sure.
The dude from Facebook.
About him in a minute.
He be on the street. Okay, can I tell you about Shibata Mitch? Can I tell you about this dude?
The floor is
yours. All right, so Shibata Mitch, me and him had a little run in. Mm. I guess you can call it a run in, maybe. Let's decide. I say, so my boy, your mama, who be he was a streamer on for Madden. He not. I think you. I told you about him. He made a diss track on your boy Smitty one time. Remember the say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just does. He talks Madden. He keeps it real about Madden, right? He been on the Gordic world and talking about fat girls lately. He been blowing up on that.
Play with the Packers, yeah. Enjoy love.
Like, hey,
probably gonna. I don't know. Rob says, are people gonna play more with the Packers because
next year
they got some expectations now.
They will be good, but I'll me see who would get something. Just because they got a good quarterback, like
y'all see what they do in the
Chicago.
Draft.
People gonna probably
play with
him.
But
he would play like he talking about Madden, but he ain't been doing. He stopped this year. He ain't been doing Madden much. Like I said, he been going over to. It's called the Gordic World. You got to really get into it to understand what you talk. It's like a bunch of fat women and they talk about stuff and they and girls. It's weird, but it's kind of funny. But anyway, shout out to your mama for he's over there doing that stuff. His channel blew up like he was there like 2,000 subscribers for a long time, and right now he's there like almost 10K from the others from this stuff. But anyway, he was talking. It was in the chat one day talking about Madden, and Shibata would pop in every now and then. And they were like, hey, Shibata. And so I would always tag people in my posts because I'm in the community tag. You can tag stuff once you get partnered. So I just say something like, Shibata Mitch versus Third Coast in the game of the century. You know, they wouldn't write back, but they can see that they got tagged. But then I would just say stuff.
You're full body. Yeah.
And so I said, hey, I see him in the chat again. I'm like, just after he played this dude named Mazermatic and ran off on him because we all didn't get into that, but he pretty much ran off on him, made an excuse. Mm. They supposed to pay for $1,000. He's like, well, my mom got sick or something, so I can't play the second game. He won the first game. Shibata won the game. Everyone thought he wasn't. Like I said, Mazermatic, his ass just didn't want to adjust. But that's just another story. He should have, anyway, he said, well, that's supposed to be best 2 out of 3. And after that, he said, nope. He didn't win. I say he probably didn't. He thought if he played the second game,
2 out of 3 fouls.
He was going to probably lose because I'm pretty sure Mazer Magic would have came back and did anyway. So he came in the chat talking about, yeah. And I was like, hey, Shibata. I was talking about how, like, because I heard the Mazer Magic's point and what Mazer Magic said, and I kind of agree. Like, oh, he ran off. I popped in the chat like, hey, Maze said that you ran off. You did this, blah, blah, blah. I'm not taking up for him. I'm just saying that's what he said in the chat. And then I say, Third Coast versus Shibata. He like, Third Coast, get off my dick, man, and go ride. Why you taking up for Maze and stuff? And I'm like, what? I'm like, hold up. You don't know who I am, dude. I don't care how big you are.
Do you know who I am?
And I'm like, okay, I'm just saying. That's what he said. He on his channel talking about, this is why you did not play the second game. And that's what he said. Oh, you lame, get off my nuts. I'm like, okay. So I ended up making this video. Nick is still on the thing. Shibata exposed. My boy Form beat Shibata in a Madden game 3 times. Blew him out. Way before people probably even knew who he was. When he was big, it's Madden 20. And so I'm like, come on, dude. You talking about you exposed. You only play guys you know you can beat. You don't play competition. You play your subs and random people. And I said, I put the video out. My boy Form exposed you. He was always talking about Form. Like, oh, come on, Form. Come on. How you going to challenge a nigga that you ain't never beat? But that's beside the point. But like I said, he was like, he was talking to the chase. He said that. I'm like, get off my nuts. I'm like, okay. I'm like, everybody supposed to just bow down to you because you came in the chat? No. And I put him like, and I'm like, look. I'm the one who ended careers. I ended the career of the boy named Jamie F. Love. Y'all know the name. Y'all know I say it every time. It's your boy 36B, the guy who single-handedly ended the career of Jamie F. Love. Yes, I said it. I say it all the time. I said, why do you say that? Why didn't end his career? Do you see him on YouTube anymore? Do you see C Whiskey rapping anymore? Do you see J Dub? Do you see John May? You don't know all these names because they don't do nothing because it's because of it. But I take the credit. I'm like Drew McIntyre, how he be trolling CM Punk and how I figured out my goal. I'm gonna keep trolling J Mill until he does right. And if he come back, oh so go with it. I'm gonna go right back. But anyway, So I had to do this.
Y'all a legend. Yeah. But y'all ain't no legend.
But so Travada, now this is what I thought. Maybe he made a, I don't know if this, if you did this, Travada, this is the lamest shit you ever did. So I would make posts about something and guys would come out and just try to tape it up for him. And my post like, oh, you just saying it because y'all always having Travada name. You were lame, you blah, blah, blah. And his name was Madden God or something. That's what Travada's name is on like his social media or something. And it was a burner account that got made like a month, like a few weeks ago. I looked at it. I pointed it out like, is this J Mello with Travada on burner accounts trying to take up with it, trying to take, you too scared to talk on your own account? And the account never said nothing. After I exposed they ended up, and he never said nothing. But everybody who comes in and says something about me, they always get quiet because they think, oh, I'm too small for him to come talk about. I put this dude in a dress next to J Mill, and nobody know who y'all like. Who is this dude with the Panthers hat next to J Mill with the girl body? Hey, it doesn't matter how big, how small you are. I will point you out. I will call you out. And I did the same thing. I don't care how big Travada was. I put him out there, and he never came back and said nothing. And if he ever wanted to fight, challenge me in Madden, you'll never do that. You'll never beat me, Travada. I don't care how many people you think you beat in Madden, how much money you think you want to play for. You'll never be just like J-Mail. But that's just all besides the point is I am that guy. That's like I said, it don't matter what you say, how big you are, how small you are. I took this from my boy, your mama. He do the same thing. He make diss tracks about anybody. He don't care. I don't got to make clout. If you diss somebody that nobody knows, I'll still put a video out and diss you and expose you and make you look bad as hell and make you wish you never dissed me. That's how I am. So that's the thing with Travada. But that would happen, and he never said nothing. He might have never seen the video. I don't know. But I feel like he's too scared to say something to me. If he did want to say something, I'm really accessible to get to, so I'm here, you know. So you know how it is. See that people have problems and people don't want to come to you. They always want to say stuff, but they don't want to say to you like, "Hey, I got a problem with you," or "This dude did it," or "What all the hours that you hating on?" So that was the you hating. That was the why you hating on them. But they always say, "Oh." They'll never get my side of the story. It's always me. I'm always chasing cloud or hating or something, but they'll never see what this dude said. Like, they didn't hear what J-Mail said about me. They're all, "Oh, why are you doing this? Blah, blah, blah." But, hey, that's the story. That's about it. I don't even watch this. He just yells and screams. He's a good entertainer. That's what he is. He's a good entertainer. He can yell and scream, but he's not a good Madden player. But besides, like I said, he plays Cam Newton and Snoop Dogg and all that. But you know this? Fun fact, though, a lot of guys, you got to catch him on the time. I don't know when Snoop play, but you can match up with Snoop Dogg on Ultimate Team randomly. A lot of people on Facebook have.
Because he a Steeler fan, he go way back.
And so. Guess they gave him his own card. They got a 99 Snoop. He get his own card that nobody gets in the game. It's a 99 Snoop. It's a receiver. He gets a 99 Snoop receiver. And I think he get a quarterback card, but that's how EA is. EA gives him his own card. So when you see that 99 Snoop Dogg, you know you only playing, that's strictly him. So you're like, damn, playing Snoop Dogg. Form played him before. He beat him. Form said, y'all put all, he ain't that good now. He like, he ain't that great, but some of you casuals, he'll probably beat y'all. He like, y'all think he bad. He would probably beat some of y'all. So one day, maybe I should match up with him. I don't know. Hopefully, that'd be some good content, though, make you match up with Snoop Dogg. That'll get some views. That'll draw some views in, too, especially. But, yeah. Shout out to Travada Mitch for not responding to me. Yeah. I'm still here, Travada. If you ever want that game. I even tagged. I said,
I'd love to see it. I so would love to see it.
I don't care who, anybody, all these people in the town, even my boy Smitty, your boy Smitty, does he still play Madden? I challenge him to all these guys. Scared of him?
No, it's a lot of fun.
It'd
be great for the community, too.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on a stamp right here. It's going to be a short. I am the best Madden player in this city of Tyler, Texas. In my city. I'm going to tell y'all, I don't want y'all to know where I am. I am the best Madden player in my city.
be seeing some people posting. I'm gonna just send them. I'm
just. I'm the best. Send us to them.
Share the post. I'm not trying to start. Now, I'm the best. Some people don't know who play Madden. Okay.
I am the best.
The YouTube don't work like the Facebook do where you post. I'm playing Madden right now.
Yeah. So it's different.
So if you're not a subscriber,
you never know. You know, you gotta.
But that's how we network. That's how we. And that's how I'm just trying to bring together. Hey, I don't play Madden, but shit.
Hey,
people, we want to play people. Shit.
Yep. I probably even teach CJ how to beat some good players. I could teach my son. That's how bad Madden is. I could take my son who don't play Madden at all and say, here, try to do this. And I could probably teach him a few plays to run and to beat some of y'all. Now, it'll probably be different. My son likes soccer, though. He probably could beat me. Now, my son likes to play FIFA. He might beat some of y'all in FIFA. He's a FIFA player. He's a FIFA guy. He's a soccer dude. So if y'all challenge my son in FIFA and y'all up there getting beat by my 13-year-old son, y'all shame me, y'all. Y'all grown men can't beat a son, beat a 13-year-old in soccer. Hey, I didn't even teach him. He learned himself. It's crazy. He caught on the soccer instead of football and basketball. Like his mom say he kind of like basketball, but he really ain't into football. He a white, but it's soccer. Like I used to like soccer, so I don't blame him. Like, but I'm like, wow, soccer. Like he likes the Ronaldo and the Messi. I know these names.
Legendary names.
He said Ronaldo was his favorite player. Ronaldo. So, hey, we are still here. Oh yeah, Rose is talking about them AI presidents. Have you ever seen the AI presidents? You heard that? Oh yeah, you know about AI.
Yeah.
So they got the presidents. They talk just like the president. They can make these skits and stuff. It's the funniest thing ever. I swear. They be talking about the sports.
Miss Parker, good Lord.
Well, yeah, Miss Parker. He seen Miss Parker now. She was on Vlad TV a few years ago for an interview. She looked older, but she still looked good. She looked cute. But you can tell she got that age.
Yeah, she had to. Yeah. And then that's a
95. Oh, then fun fact, we ain't never noticed this. She didn't have no grass in that yard at all. She just spraying on dirt. If you look at his wife, it's that short again.
Like what he said about Stanley shit, and he never made it anyway. He's right on.
They showed the thing. We never knew this because we was all looking at Miss Parker. She ain't had not one stitch of grass in that yard.
She had no draws, though. What's
funny? Yeah, no grass in that. Y'all go back and look the picture. It's always in the
sundress.
She ain't got no grass. She in a spray in the yard.
See him this angle.
Put the mud. See, look at that. No grass. Look at that. Straight
dirt. No, she watering that plant. You see that plant right?
I didn't see the plant.
Like a damn.
So what was they keep talking about? They said it was probably dirt. Yeah. But she sure didn't have no grass in there.
She's right behind the plant. But you're right. No grass.
Yeah, so she could have got a picture and put that in the water.
She know about landscape more than we do. No. I don't know.
Maybe so.
You probably see her at Home Depot or Lowe's like a motherfucker.
You see? But, hey, I think it's time to get to this draft. So, we got a few minutes. So, we're going to go ahead and just do it. We're going to draft an all-time team, and we're going to go offense, defense. Then we're going to, I guess, when later after I show us, I'm going to put a thing and put the teams against it, and y'all can vote whose team would beat whose team. So, we can flip a coin.
Man, I ain't bring a coin in with me.
I just had some. I got one right here. And we'll still get the first pick. First pick, we're going to do quarterback. Heads or tails? I'll let you call it. Heads or tails?
Heads.
I'm going to flip it. That's heads. All right, so you get the first pick. First pick quarterback. Who are you getting? Who are you taking? I think I know who I'm taking.
You think you know you're taking? I mean, now this is a look. I'm not gonna talk long, but look, I can go over one or two players here. We going all time. Put it like this. Why not go with the GOAT? Why not go with Tom Brady as my first pick? He can succeed in any era.
Yeah.
Play any style game. Hey, you put any weapons around him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going another route with the GOAT. I'm going with the baby GOAT. I'm going Pat Mahomes.
And let me say this, you can't go wrong for you whippersnappers out there. You can't go wrong either way, okay? Can't because one day, that guy he just picked might be the unanimous GOAT. Yeah. Might, whether you're going by titles or whatever you're doing, he might be a unanimous GOAT. So that's how it is. Hey, that's the bottom line. Yeah. Because the final boss said so.
Right. And running backs. This is pretty
interesting. Running backs would be interesting, right? Running backs would be interesting. You know what? I could go one or two ways with this. You know, will I go with the best running back I feel like of all time? I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit hard. I'll tell you
what. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Barry Sanders. I go either way. I'm going to go Barry Sanders just because I'm going to have a legit offensive line. And what you going to do? Barry Sanders. I could have picked another guy, but I'm not going. Why am I picking? But I'm going to go Barry on that one, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just the bottom line.
Well, I got a few ones. I could go with the GOAT, the all-time leading rusher. I could go there. I could go with the, one of the GOATs, the USA, Walter Payton. Barry is good. If I'm going to go, and he probably, I could go LT. LaDainian Thomas, these are all prime. I'm going to put all in their primes.
Yeah. By the way, keep that in mind, people. This is all in their prime now, obviously. This is all in their prime.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to say Walter Payton.
Formerly the all-time rushing leader before Emmitt broke the record. Yeah. Walter Payton.
All right, so we ain't going to worry about four, but we'll go three receivers.
Yeah, I was thinking, should we go two? But he
so you go, you go three. You pick three, like one. You can put all three at the one. You can pick three, like all together, and I'll pick my three. I got mine. I think I know.
I mean, let me be honest. Do you want to three in a row? Might be a little unfair. Do you want to?
Well, let's see. Let's go. You go. You pick one. Then I got.
Well, I gotta go Jerry. Jerry. Who I believe is the greatest receiver of all time. That's just what it is.
I believe this guy is maybe one or two. I'm going Randy Moss.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you go wrong. Well, he go Randy. I got to go T.O.
You go T.O., I got to go Calvin Johnson.
Ooh, lovely pick. You know what I'm going to do? I could go either one of these guys. Mm. So I got...
I want to go Michael Irvin. I'm going to go Harold Carmichael, who was the tallest receiver. He's pretty good. I need some height. Somebody with height.
Receiver, boy. You can go a lot of ways.
Yeah. But then I could say, all these new guys. I'm going to go Justin Jefferson.
Oh, hey, he switched the game. I'm going to go with a current one.
Yeah.
Who's going to be probably one of the most talented receivers of our lifetime.
Yeah. So there will be three. You know, so now, offensive line. Let's go left tackles. I'm going to go all in the linemen. I'm gonna go through look, but I know who I would get if I'm going left tackle. I know exactly what I'm gonna get.
Left tackle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jonathan Ogden. Y'all remember him, right?
And then I'm gonna go. I guess he's left tackle. Longview's on Trent Williams.
It's a good one. I thought about them. That's hey, you can't go wrong. Don't be a Hall of Famer straight out from right down the street. So.
Okay, then there'll be left guard. I got exactly what I'm going to get left guard. I don't know if you're going to get him. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Man, I might steal Rob's pick. I don't want to do it. But I got to go Larry Allen. I can't help it.
Larry Allen. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'll go here. I'm sorry.
Who's the one to be generous and just, you know.
I go him, but then I can take Zach Martin as a guard. Wasn't he left guard? Or is it right?
Hey, you can't go wrong.
Zach Martin.
Yeah, Zach Martin. You know, okay, we're going right guard. I could go...
Well, center. That's center. I don't know about
centers. We'll go right guard, then center, whatever you want to do. Whatever.
Right guard. If I'm going right, you're right guard. You have to be right guard.
You know what? I'm gonna go Gene Upshaw, Raider days. I think he was in the John Madden Raider days. I'm gonna go Gene Upshaw.
Yeah, okay, he's on the game too.
Yeah.
Gene Upshaw, right guard. I might have to go here. I'm gonna actually go into my book of Madden and see who my right guard is right now. I think it's a legend guy. And if I'm gonna go right guard, my right guard right now is not a good legend that I want. Okay. And then I guess I'm gonna go who can play right guard? Who's the guy from the goddamn Cowboys? We'll go Will Shields. I'm gonna go Will Shields. He was a legend, he's a pretty good receiver for the Chiefs. Will Shields.
Oh, we can't skip over right tackle.
Right tackle. I know I'm gonna get a right tackle.
Man, I'm gonna go one of the greatest right tackles of all time. He played right tackle. Anthony Munoz.
He's in the game too. I'm gonna go
Bengals.
I'm gonna go. I know he's in the Fizz prime, but I know he was pretty good. He's a tackle. Jason Peters. Eagles. Jason That's Peters.
We gotta go center. I could go either way with one of these. Thinking one of two people. Why not go Jason Kelce? Get a Kelce boy some love.
That's my center right there.
Yeah. I can help on another one, I mean.
And who was the Cowboys center for the last before Biadasz?
What's his name? Travis Frederick.
Frederick, that's where I'm going. Travis Frederick.
You could have went. Nah, I'll tell you after that shit.
Okay. So
we got
the quarterback, receivers.
Tight end. Now,
tight end. Oh, tight end.
Should we do one tight end since we're doing three receivers?
Yeah, do one tight end. Quick question, sir. We started on offense, Rose. We did offense already. Then we're going to do defense. But I'll tell you mine after we pick the lineup I got and we see. But tight end?
I mean, I could go either.
Yeah, we're doing all time in their primes. Yeah.
You can go either way with this.
Who you going?
Tight end. I can go, sorry, I can't.
Who you going to go? It's a good one. I think I know what I'm going to get.
Hey, I'm doing this for a reason. Gronk. Since I got Tom Brady, I go Gronk.
Yeah. Should we go two tight ends? I'm going to go Shannon Sharp.
All right, Rose, it's for you. We'll do two tight ends. I gotta go Travis Kelce. Since he went Sharp, I go Travis Kelce. How about that?
We go Sharp.
I got both of the Kelce boys. And Sharp, we love Shannon Sharp.
Let's go Tony G. Tony Gonzalez.
That's a great one, too. One of the great, definitely top three or five tight ends of all time.
That's everything. Now,
we're doing punters or kickers. We could.
I would go Pat McAfee for my kicker. But so here we go.
Respect. I like that.
So this is the team. Here's my team. All-time team.
He put it down.
Pat Mahomes is the quarterback. Walter Payton is my running back. My three receivers, Randy Moss, Calvin, and Justin Jefferson. My line are Trent Williams, Zach Martin, Will Shields, Jason Peters, Travis Frederick, and my tight ends, Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez. Versus CJ, who you got?
Now, I tell you what. He's over there. I got him down, but after we pick the defense, we're going to do a quick rundown.
Yeah.
Well, I can do it now. Quarterback.
He got to go.
Quarterback, Brady. Running back, Barry Sanders. Wide receivers, I got T.O., Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice. Tight ends, we got Gronk and Travis Kelce. Yeah. Left guard, Larry Allen. Right guard, Gene Upshaw. Left tackle, Jonathan Ogden. Right tackle, Anthony Munoz. And the center, Jason Kelce, future Hall of Famer, all that good stuff.
So now the defense. You want to go secondary first or start from the ground?
Secondary is going to be interesting, man. That might be one of interesting.
Okay, let's do it. Start at the secondary. Let's do safeties. Free safety, strong safety. We'll do corners. Three corners, two safeties.
Three Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, like, so I'm like, right, nigga.
Cool.
So, you got a free
wait,
safety.
Can you? No, we got it. We
so,
got
like,
it.
Here it is. Like, see, y'all can see my line up here. Got a free safety, strong safety.
I ain't looking at all that. I don't want to get, what you call it? Hey, what's the fucking word? I
think but see, none of these, I don't think none of these going to be on mine anyway.
Free safety, you know I got to go. I got to go Ed Reed, okay? I got to go Ed Reed, okay? I can't help it, okay?
Well, going Ed Reed, free safety. Now, I could go with my
one favorite. You could go with corner or safety.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go Rod Woodson.
Great choice. One of my top two or three picks. Now, keep that in mind. Rod Woodson is off. You can't pick him as corner.
Yeah.
That's just fair. Yeah. So, he's gone. Nobody can pick him.
Rod Woodson, my free safety.
Strong safety. I got to do it. You got to go with that thumper from the 80s. Run it lock. Got to go run it lock.
This is my free safety right now. So, go, you know what? I'm going to go with Cam Chancellor.
Some Cam Chancellor, bro. Fun fact. I looked. I think Dallas could have picked him.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think they did.
I looked up draft. Roses, answer in the chat if you ever go back and look at old drafts and be like, damn, that team could have got so-and-so in the third round.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Because I'm
a best pass the bone. Mouse.
Everybody yeah, that's the ultimate. I mean, you'd be surprised who went in the third round. He'd be like, damn, what if people knew shit? Travis Kelce shit. He went, I think, third round, fourth round.
Now, corner.
Corner. I got to go prime time, the greatest fucking corner.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. But you know what? Like I said, I'm going to get you with this one because you probably know it. I'm going to go with my first pick. I'm going to go in its prime, Night Train Lane, the dick.
You're right there. I'm going to live. Motherfucking, you can't go wrong. See, you young whippersnappers
don't know about the Night Train.
Dick Night Train Lane. You understand me? Okay. Since he go Night Train,
he can hit, he can cover, he can do everything.
Fuck stick, hit stick. Look, I was already thinking about going to, as this was my second corner. They changed the rules because of this guy, Mel Blount. You understand me?
Mel passed the blunt. Okay.
Steelers.
Nail past the blunt.
Yeah, there you go. That's what Chisel does. Ever seen
it? I think it was male. Oh, was it my?
It's a blunt because you know what? It's 420.
Well, if over there, I'm gonna go.
See, 420. They smoking on the porch.
On his prime, I guess. Don't steal prime. My head. I guess I gotta go. Like prime. At his best, I'm gonna go Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey.
Well, so I don't know where you rank him a shutdown corner. He might be right behind Deion, some say. I gotta go with Revis Island, Darrell Revis.
Okay. And for that, I don't know if you might pay my slot, but then I'm gonna probably go Patrick Peterson.
And I ain't even for a slot because Patrick Peterson, you could put him on outside slot.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, and then two, I got to cover these damn receivers. So,
so we're going to go middle linebacker.
Ooh, yes.
Two middle linebackers.
Ooh, two. I got to go with the one. I ain't got to worry about him missing no gaps. He's a leader, Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You can't go wrong with either one of these two or three I was going to pick. So
I'm going to go with probably one of the top. Could have been if he stayed healthy and stayed in the game. Patrick Willis.
Yes.
No.
One of the most controversial is should he be in the Hall of Fame or not?
Yeah.
Talent wise, hell, fucking.
Yeah. Runs at a quarterback would probably be Tom Brady, halfback Herschel Walker. That's good. Tight end, she's going Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates, you can't go wrong.
Wide receiver, Jay Rice, Moss, and Marvin Harrison.
Me picking three receivers, he could have been the third. Hell, if you pick, depending on who you want, you can't go wrong. Because if you wanted to put him in the slot, if you was going by that, that could have been either one of our third picks. Yeah.
So, now, second middle linebacker, I don't know if you got this one on. I don't think you're going to get this guy.
I'm going with, God rest his soul, one of the greatest of all time, Dick Butkus. I'm going Dick Butkus.
Okay. I wanted to go I would have said I want to go Shazier, but then I'm like, no, I'm gonna go with somebody in the old. I'm gonna go Mike Singletary.
A Chicago Bears linebacker. Even if you put another one more present, Mike Singletary, Buckets, you can't go wrong.
So outside linebackers, left outside. Like, hey, I don't know. You probably gonna get him. Yeah. Or no, is it right? He's a right. The one I'm thinking.
Well either one. Name either one, because you're gonna need two.
Outside linebacker.
So you're running a 4-3. Yeah. We act like we're running a 4-3. We ain't running a 4-2.
So outside linebacker.
Why not? Why not go Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, you gotta go there.
Why not? Why? I'm not trying to pick the go to every position.
Yeah, got to. Okay, so if I'm gonna go linebacker, if I'm gonna go outside linebacker, I gotta take one. I gotta go into my book of knowledge here in Madden. And see, okay, he was okay.
You got that at your hand?
He was one.
Offensive line is one of the hardest ones. We have to look shit up.
Okay, so I'm going to go Ted Hendricks. Raiders Ted Hendricks. Okay. He's tall, and he's fast, and he can hit. I'm going to go Ted Hendricks.
Ooh, I can go either one of these. You know what? I think this would be a great compliment to Ray Lewis. Of course, LT, but you can put LT on the edge, and that's going to be nasty for what I might pick at GN. But I'm going to go one of the best I ever seen alive, Junior Seau. I'm going to go Junior Seau.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Junior Seau.
You know, I'm going to put this in there because I think it needs the cover. He can cover. I'm going to go Derrick Brooks.
Yes. Derrick Brooks was... Hey, I thought about Derek, but you were picking three or four, but Derek is like top three or five.
Now the line, I'm gonna put this. If you pick this guy, I don't know if you're gonna pick him, but he's a lineman to me. He's on the line to me.
You wanna go D tackle first or D end?
Let's go D ends.
Let me go with the one that be preaching tomorrow, Reggie White. I'm going Reggie White.
Reggie
White. The minister of defense, man. Why not?
Well, I'm going to go with, this guy pretty much could be unblockable. In his prime, if he's good, I'm going to take Myles Garrett. Mm.
Well, I said on a previous episode, unblockable. I think he'll analyze my game or some shit. Well, you know what? My condolences for any quarterback that has these two bookends.
Yeah,
I'm finna go with Bruce Smith. Lord Jesus.
Oh yeah, Bruce Smith.
I would call in sick because if I was a quarterback, I had to play against these bookends and then
no,
forget
it. Well, you never go there. I'm gonna go someone better. I'm going Charles Haley.
Charles Haley. Skip would love that pick. He was proud of you.
Yeah.
Cause there's another. I'm not gonna say it. If you go J.J. Watt, it ain't no shame I almost said a D tackle. I ain't for the
D tackle. I think I got one that I
got. You know, I can go either one of these three D tackles. We gotta go two D tackles.
Two D tackles.
Man, you know what? I started to go with this. You know what? I'm gonna go one of the most unblockable guys I've ever seen. One of the recently retired Aaron Donald. I'm gonna go Aaron Donald.
I thought about him. I'm going to take the guy on my team right here, one sack.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with either one. I went back and forth.
But now the second one, I don't think you're going to get this one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with the second one. Kind of reminds me of Reggie White because of the name. Hey, you can thank him for the turn. Sacks. Deacon Jones. Let's go Deacon Jones.
I'm going to go with the refrigerator Perry.
And Mr. Perry, that's your guy. Now, that's your dude. You got some.
Well, you might even put him at quarterback.
Things going on over there.
Might even put him at quarterback. Let him run option or something.
Well, shit, I'm gonna need the front.
Put him at fullback.
I'm gonna need the front seven I got for that. Cool.
Now, guess you know what? Actually, I could turn this into a Madden video. This is how dudes do. Like, I'm gonna draft the team, then they pick the cards. So I'm gonna see my all-time team here. I'm gonna and your team. I'm gonna see if I can. I'm gonna draft. I'm gonna get this team. I'm gonna play with it. I'm gonna play some games. See, like, who's the better team? I'm gonna see who can be good.
That would be fun.
And that's another thing we're gonna do. I'm gonna make sure We do this. So Rhoda says defense, free state, she going Ed Reed. Safety, she going running lot. Cornerback going Dan. Two going Revis. And then Charles Woodson.
That's Wilford. That's a good look.
Oh, yeah. Vince Wilford. Yeah. Let's talk about Vince Wilford.
She going look, she getting Spielman. A Chris
Spielman. Oh, damn. Fred Warner. Yeah, I forgot about Fred. I thought Patrick Willis was Fred Warner before Fred Warner. Yeah. That's kind of why I picked Patrick Willis. J.J. Willis and Khalil Mack. Yeah, Khalil Mack's
pretty good. Khalil Mack, the Mack daddy.
So that's two. Now
Charles Woodson, I thought lovely pick. One of my favorite.
Yeah, he's my corner right here on Madden. He's my number two corner right here on my little team.
That's a nasty secondary. That's a nasty secondary, Roses.
And there,
if Charles Woodson is your third corner, like even with me picking Reeves as the third, that's.
Reeves,
you can put him in the slot and you're in trouble.
It's you just put him on the island. Put him on somewhere he's going to take the guy.
You know you play outside. You put him on the...
Yeah.
You're trying to get the slot. You're trying to get the slot guy open. He can't get
And I would have went Sherman. I thought I thought about Sherman. But then, somebody... When he got... Now, when his prime was good, but when he... After we get the 49ers,
you gotta let him he's play getting burnt. You play in the same way, but he great at what he do. So.
But he wasn't too fast when he was with the 49ers.
And looking for signs... I think you got like the perfect corner size for a corner. So.
Yep. So that's the thing. Be real. It's because Deep Zone KO. Deep Zone KO. Yeah, yeah. Deep Zone KO. All these little stars. That's the reason all these guys play anything. If they don't got those on their team, if the Deep Zone KO, if you don't got Mid Zone, Deep Zone, and it's KO, your dude on Madden, at least in Ultimate Team, is going to stand there like he's going to stand there and look. And
well, you ain't running. Rose, you ain't running
on. Oh yeah, Roses. I've been playing.
Running on that D line.
Oh yeah, and tell you, speaking of Madden,
we're gonna fucking Aaron Donald. That's a damn crime to have in the middle.
If you watch my Super Bowl video, I was running. I've been running the 4-3-6-1, and I've been. You see, in the last few games, I've been running the 4-3-6-1, and I did something I did not know. I knew this Roses, but I've never been I don't do it. I've been just running the 4-3 and making it into a cover 2, but I've been putting soft squats on the field instead of cloud flats. So I either hard flat and blitz, or I put a soft squat and do the Mabel thing. And I've been literally I just got through off a game just before I played CJ. I was about 34-0. I beat that dude, made him quit. Literally, I've been literally running that defense and just locking up with just straight soft squats. Soft squats have turned into my best friend. Because I didn't know you could just, I knew it, but I need Roses to be having them around me. You can put the, you can do this, you can do this. I'm old school, man. Like Michael Vick, 04 Michael, that's my favorite game. You know, we can do all that in there. Remember, you played 04 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The greatest man.
And I knew the bug because it's when,
you couldn't do all this stuff.
Michael Vick experience. Yeah. It's just.
Just think about it. Playing this, they can't, the kids don't know today. Go back and play Madden 04. You couldn't put your guy in a zone. You couldn't click onto your defensive tackle and put him in a zone or man him up. You couldn't do nothing. You could click on him, but you couldn't do nothing but what he's supposed to do, rush the passer. So you did not want to be on the line. Whatever the play artist said, that's what they ran. With no adjustments. I don't remember. You might could have shaded up and down, maybe. I don't think it was shaded. I think it was just straight. Yeah, it was just straight. Whatever this play said, that's what they ran. So if you want to play, if you wanted a hard flat, make the guys play harder. You have to actually pick the play to say hard flat, because they wouldn't finna. They wouldn't do it. Yeah, Madden. They don't know nothing about it. That's how Madden was better. I mean, and that was the good old days. I was like, what?
The good old days.
And now we finna see what they finna do with this college football. I really don't know if they're gonna. We have. I feel like they're gonna mess it up. People say they're gonna mess it up, but
the home field advantage. You love the paint on that. You're playing at the big house or shit. These rivalry games, man. It's gonna be interesting though.
It'll be interesting.
Especially since they changing conferences now. See, they come out and they change out the conferences.
Right? And they're doing a damn, they changing the kickoff thing. They changing it this year, or they doing next year? They doing the XFL kickoff where everybody meets up in the middle of the field.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm not even sleeping on them.
Yeah, they said it. I heard on that Pat McAfee show, they changed it. So they're going to be like, they're going to be face-to-face. And they're going to kick it to the guy. The guy, the kicker, the punter, the guy who's receiving ball is going to be deep by itself. But they're gonna be already
blacking. What else? What other rugby rules?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's gonna be easy. It's gonna be easier for the guy to make get a return because they're gonna already be blocking by the time he gets to the midfield. They should have left.
Change the NFL too, and you
ain't
gonna do that.
And by the time NFL gonna, they gonna be playing flag football the way they be not. You can't hit nobody. You can't now. How they gonna tackle? You can't drop down and you can't bring them down with your weight. How they gonna determine?
A lot more flags.
Yeah. Cause like Derrick Henry, what you gonna do?
Okay, I'm gonna take it this year. Y'all doing an experiment on this shit. Then when the shit go left, when I say left, I don't know, man.
I mean, if you mix in like, cause Derrick Henry, you gotta, you can't, you gonna let him drag you?
All of y'all go to voluntary workouts so y'all can learn a new technique. Yeah, gonna definitely need it. So when you can do some textbook, I'm talking about textbook now.
Textbook.
Football's a fast game.
Yeah.
So you ain't gonna be thinking about how you can tackle the motherfucker. Hey. Depending on the play.
So rubber sir, he said Sherman was only good at outside third. He was settled the outs and slower. Winston DM and Revis can play in Sherman.
Yeah.
He had a speed, but he had that good, he could like a cover two, he was great. Perfect.
Oh yeah.
361. I've used this 4D6, but it's my favorite defense line. Yeah.
Here, Brian. He real smart.
So. Random sheds. No inside run. You can take away sides. Baby. Yeah, I'm making picks like crazy with my lurk with 4-3-6-1. I'm telling you, if you play Madden this year, CJ, if you see guys in a 4-3-6-1, you probably gonna be in for a hell game. Like you probably gonna be like, damn. You think this defense ain't that bad, and you only got linebackers just lurking everywhere because lurk artists is a thing now. So that's the only way your linebacker can actually make plays and picks. You're going to try to throw a ball, and here's Lawrence Taylor with Lark Yardis leaping 20 yards away, picking balls off like he Deion Sanders in his prime. This is the greatest thing ever. And literally, niggas will sit in 4-3-6-1 the whole game. And just with them Lark Yardis, all you do is you throw it anywhere near the Lark Yardis, he just turns into the damn super gymnastic guy and just picks everything. Bo Jackson. I got Bo Jackson on my mind. He just picking everything down.
Bo Jackson.
Okay, the foul is stuck me. Really. Yeah, it's, and then I got the ability where I got the guy. I'm gonna say, I finally got that dude. I've been running with him. It's really a cheat code to have this guy. I guess they finally found a way to block him, but this Kalafagas guy.
Andrew Whitworth.
This Kalafagas has this play called dominant pass rush versus double team. He got literally you can't block him. Every now and then, somebody he get blocked, but most times I see him, he just come through. And that's what you got to have. He's lit up too, so he's pre lit. So you ain't got to earn the pre lit. He's already pre lit. Like I got Warren Sapp pre lit. He got the dominant. Like, that's the ultimate team. This is football for God. Like our kids be playing Madden thinking people in real life have abilities on them to do things. And it's like, how the hell? Like, niggas, my son ain't never seen Deion Sanders play. He don't even know who Deion Sanders is. He don't know who Herb Adderley is. He don't even know who Charles Woodson is. None of these kids see nice people play. But they play Ultimate Team, and they like, But it's crazy. But I guess they can now, and maybe they can go back and watch some videos on the guys on YouTube, maybe. But it's crazy, because my whole team is a little, feel the guys that maybe some people have never even seen play football. Besides Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson played on that damn linebacker. But he was one of the top running backs for a little. You think Bo Jackson would have panned out better if they got hurt? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, because it's the athleticism. It's the
skill. I mean, I remember seeing, but damn, he was short like 2 years, right?
Yeah, I mean, shit, you could go like, was he a better baseball player or football player?
He was good at baseball, but he was that dude on that run, that field with the Raiders too.
Yeah, strong as an ox,
fast, everything.
You know, the reason why Rose picked Herschel Walker, he just fat.
Oh yeah, Herschel Walker. Yeah, so you heard Herb, he's kind of crazy now. You heard he off some real. This is one clip of football movie guy pulls a gun and shoots a runner mid-play, and coach yells, "That's attempted murder. You got to call it." Mimi says, "Teams to them Derrick Henry next year." Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody stopping Derrick Henry. I mean, literally, if you can't drop him, you can't hip track him, you don't stop him. I mean,
run to a head.
You can't hit the legs or two. You can't hit the legs because that's a penalty. You can't go at the legs. So you just got to you can trip him, might be a thing. All you can do is try to just hit him. You got to hit him head up, and he's going to run you over. just boom, he gonna run you over. I feel sorry for people who had to play Henry in high school. DC is high school. He don't look. He didn't change. Yeah. He ain't changed from high school to college before. He was the same size in high school. Picture JT playing against with Derrick Henry with the size they had, because they had some small guys on the team from the few years from now. Boy, I would have that would be something to see. Now, if we would have had a Derrick Henry, that would have been crazy. Like you said, more heavy. Instead of Marvin Hashie, would go Mike Evans. Because he got the most style.
Yeah, don't switch it. Nah, don't switch it, Rosen.
I would take Harrison over Evans, though. Yeah. He consistent.
Don't switch it. You
great. I mean, Evans is cool, but I think I'll take Harrison over Evans.
Now, if you go in size, okay. Some people put Mike Evans, but Marvin Harrison, man.
Let's see what they do now. What if they have like a bad year?
His hands is better.
Mike
Evans has some. I've seen some butter hands on occasion. Some open ones that you can YouTube motherfuckers too.
What if Baker Mayfield had just a bad year where they don't make the playoffs? I think they're gonna be like, damn, we wasted our money. Are they gonna? Because then they stuck with him for.
He didn't do bad with him, so I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's first that division. Quarterbacks
don't grow trees. I'm not saying y'all going to the next level, but.
But they in a bad division anyway, so they should be all right. I don't think this called the cheese.
When y'all get a chance to develop a quarterback, Kyle
Trash. Yeah.
See? We got to go hear him say trash, and we about to get off it. Trash.
We got to get up first. Stop for Bubba Dub. Get ready to go to Bubba Dizzub. Everybody like it, sir. I got Shea by LaPorte pinned in the comment section. Thank you for y'all for selling out Shea by LaPorte. Hey, please hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to the Nightcap feed. I know you can get it on the Club Shay Shay feed, but we appreciate if you subscribe on the Nightcap feed as well. Thanks for sharing the Friday. I'm your coach. He's your favorite unk, number 84. I'm your favorite unk. Shout out to OJ. You know what I did? I emailed the volume and I emailed the manager for Shannon Sharp. I don't know how to get it, but... Yeah, they gave this dude a job who just would share their stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was like, cause I don't know you don't want to hit the shirt yet, but you'll hear, he's like, yeah, you want a job, dude? Because he was sharing all their stuff. Like, he'd be sharing stuff with Shannon. And they be watching. They be looking. I guess his manager, Ash, or whatever, whoever.
Yeah.
Shannon ain't finna die. Shannon on. Everybody takes care of something. So, to get in touch with Shannon, you got to contact those people.
For stuff like she handles stuff for the family.
Yeah, like I said, that Bubba Dubs got his stuff. Like, if he can do it, I know we can do it. Like I said, I contact these people, so I'm trying to put the podcast on a bigger platform. So if it happens, y'all know I've been working, and that's what it is.
Keep your eyes and ears out.
And one with the Russ said, Jerry Allen got it for $60 million a year after the season. He doesn't win next year. It's Dak. Where everybody, we got to talk about Dak. We're gonna talk about the next episode, Dak. You think Dak gonna walk? He can walk. He pretty much looking to either win a championship or
might be the last season. We're gonna see. We're gonna talk about that. Rose, I know you ready for draft talk this time next week.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about and that's how I do. We'll talk about it. Like the first was gonna be 30 picks or whatever. We'll talk about each team.
Well, it's gonna be the whole first draft round by that time.
Yeah, but we'll do the first round like this. The first round we'll say, okay, we'll go to the first 30 picks and we'll talk about like
for sure.
One by one.
For sure.
He says, Evans, D-Hop basically won in the same way. It was 30 million a year. Baker would be on Dallas, waste 40 million a year. Just for Dak to sit there. Come on now. I'd rather have Dak.
Picking D-Hop over. Yeah, you right, though.
I personally would rather have Dak than Baker Mayfield.
For sure.
And I especially for Lake Travis fans are the worst fans in high school. They used to be the most annoying fans ever. I know you didn't get on the forums. Back in the days on the forum when Lake Travis was them dudes, boy, them fans were so cocky because you know JT was playing his five. He was always trying to
work. So Highland Park fans, they liked
it. Yeah, they like Highland Park fans. They would like Highland Park.
Shit.
But like these guys on the phone were so cocky. Oh, you know, you guys can't do nothing. We're they just been down. All these thugs over here at John Tyler boys they were so annoying. Them Lake Travis fans were so bad. Especially when Baker Mayfield was playing. Cause they was pretty good by then, huh? They was winning states when he was playing, honey. Or they was.
They won state.
I know they was like good.
Yeah.
But anyway, them Lake Travis fans were annoying. I remember them just like the White House fans when Pat Mahomes was on. If you were so smoky when Pat Mahomes was playing for White House, there was like three or four guys, these white that was dumb. They was just so in the White House. They was after Pat Mahomes left, nobody from White House has ever posted on that forum ever again. You can't find. I'll be looking. Where did White House guys go? They are just nowhere. They disappeared. I mean, they was like so, and they was so on there, just like Robbie Lee fans was on the forum for a little bit. It was when Lee was doing something, they, or Legacy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we gotta go see Bubba Dub now. We finna be out of here. Peace. Roses, I'll be back with some more Madden, and we know that.